105.7 WFMX, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome one of wrestling's true greats, Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
All right. I got to stand in. Hey, what's going on, man? Statesville, man.
Man, I tell you what, just hanging out in the wrestling capital of the world.
Well, you know it has been. We set the precedent there, and we're bringing back, some of the greatest stars in the history of Mid-Atlantic and in that area. You know, I'm going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend on this Thanksgiving Fan Fest, second year for me. Be there at 9:45 in the morning, Saturday morning, signing autographs, Polaroids.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Now, it's going to be, what, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days, all the great stars from that era. You know, Tully and Iron and the Rock and Roll Express and all them guys. And I'm coming in Saturday morning for the three-hour autograph session starting at 9:45. And then after that, it's going to be Polaroid in the Polaroid room where you get an opportunity to stand right next to the American Dream and touch him and take a picture with him with a Polaroid camera. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you're going to be wearing that signature cowboy hat or what?
I got so many hats.
Yeah, you do.
I was in the truck yesterday. I was down in South Georgia deer hunting, and I was in the truck yesterday, and I said, man, I got in the truck. I didn't have a hat on. There were two on the dash, one in the floor, and three in the back seat.
Uh-huh.
So I had my choice. You know, there wasn't all cowboy, but I love hats. That's the deal, man. I think that's why I kept my hair all these years.
You know what, Dusty? I was talking to Opie, my sidekick here this morning, and
yes,
we were talking about, you know, the old school wrestling and the way it used to be. You know, when we were teenagers, and my Uncle Shorty Doyle, you know, would have the TV on.
Exactly.
And Jim Crockett. You remember how Jim Crockett would come on the TV?
Yeah.
And we had a little voice clip of that with Jim Crockett on there. And some of the greats, you know, like yourself, you know, we had, Wahoo McDaniel.
Yes.
We had Boogie Woogie Man. We had Sailor Art Thomas, the Koloffs.
Yeah.
A ton of people on there, just such great wrestling. And I've got great fond memories.
It was great memories for us. It wasn't all, confused with all the pyro and all the music and all things.
Yeah.
It was tremendous stories, and it was feuds, and and that's why I think it's important for the grown ups to bring their children and to something like this, Thanksgiving Fan Fest thing Saturday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Greg Price, they put a hell of a good thing together. Bring them out there and let them see some of the stars of the past. Because I think just like in music or anything else, the past is the future. You got to rub with it. So it's going to be a great Saturday for me, a great Friday for the fans, and, 3 days of rip-roaring, and like you said, memories rolling back in your head. Can you imagine me sitting autographs, sitting next to Tully Blanchard after all these years?
Oh, man.
An autograph table, man.
Yeah,
I might just reach over and slap him. What?
You want to reach over and just pop him one?
Pop him one time for you, guys.
Yeah, man, will you pop him one time for me? Say, yeah, here's one for that little nappy-headed kid watching in Conway, South Carolina.
I like it.
Hey,
oh, God,
you're talking
it.
About renewing old friendships and kinships and maybe even a few rivalries. You guys still have those rivalries going on today?
I think there's certain, we don't run in the same circle. You know, there's a lot of stuff, different stuff going on. And everybody got websites and everybody's got agents and everybody's doing movies and everybody's doing these things. We're doing a lot of these things.
Well, you know how George South was about the press, you know?
Yes.
I could see where a rivalry could start off in one of two ways. One, getting popped upside the head.
Yes.
And two, stealing the press from the man who probably should have gotten the press to begin with.
Exactly.
You know, which George South was famous for getting the press.
Yes. And the third way is you talk about somebody's mama.
Oh, yeah, you definitely don't want to talk about mama. I hear you, man.
But, and you guys, we really appreciate the push and help on this thing because it's for the fans and it's a great opportunity. I love North Carolina. You know, we lived there for a good while. My youngest son, Cody, he was born there, it's a cool place. A lot of memories.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you, Dusty. Ricky, the Dragon Steamboat's going to be there.
Yes.
Rock and Roll Express. Members of the Four Horsemen going to be there?
Yes, we're going to be there. And the American Dream himself going to be there live and in color. If you will. I'll see you there Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right, Dusty. You be good,
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
All right, Keith. Thank you, bud. Bye.